Hey, this is Lo with Soul Harbor, and you are listening to Lone Star Community Radio on 104.5 KCZWLP Conroe and 106.1 KZCCLP Conroe, and worldwide on IRLoneStar.com.
Good morning. Welcome to Keeping Up with Conroe, hosted by Visit Conroe. I'm Jody.
I'm Shannon.
And we are here to highlight upcoming events and local businesses in the area. We are here live on the second Tuesday of every month at 11 a.m. And after the show airs, we will be on podcast, YouTube, all the fun social media. So tune in regularly to Keeping Up with Conroe.
The award-winning.
Award-winning, yes.
Did you know that, Dick? Award-winning radio show.
Yes.
I don't doubt it. I mean, we put out a good product.
I know. Well, we entered this into the Texas Association of Convention and Visitor Bureau Idea Fair, and we won.
Yes.
As the best way to disseminate information to a community about tourism attractions and events.
That's right. We're pretty amazing.
I agree.
Best in the state.
There you go.
So, yeah. Sorry, I had to get that little plug in there. We're pretty proud of that.
We are proud of that.
We got some tons of things coming up this month and next month. Oh, my God.
We have so much.
So, we've got some great people coming on.
Yeah.
Who all is going to be here?
So, we have the Shriners Monster Truck Spectacular coming up later this month. And so, we're going to have a couple of the amazing guys come on and talk to us about that today. And then this week is
the National Housekeepers Week.
Right.
So, yeah, we're going to do some things to honor our housekeepers in our hotels. I mean, we have housekeepers in a variety of places, but we're specifically looking at the ones that do great work to make sure that all of our hotel rooms are clean.
Right. So we couldn't do what we do without them.
Exactly. So we have Kathy King here to talk about that. And then we're going to round it up talking about some fun things going on at the Conroe Art League.
Great.
So I've got some festivals and events and ways to get involved. So, yeah, let's jump right in.
Yeah, let's go. So today we have Roy and George and John, and they're going to be coming on and talking with me about their upcoming events. So
you want me to leave?
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
I need you to go.
Great.
It's just me and the guys today.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so while everybody's getting in, you can have a seat and just kind of start introducing yourself and tell us a little bit about what you do with the Shriners Monster Truck thing, the event.
Well, I'm John Oliver Reed. I'm the recorder at the center. And talking about events, we're trying for the first time bringing out to the community, we're bringing the monster trucks. And that's going to be on the 14th and 15th of September, which really is this weekend.
It really is.
And we're hoping that the community takes to it like we did. It's going to be the first time we do it. We heard about it and we looked into it and we found out that the young people really are into it. They've got a lot of history, do a lot of great things. And that's a good way for us to get out there and show the community that we get involved.
Right. Yes. So tell me a little bit about Shriners. Who wants to talk?
Well.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Shriners, the way it began was we had an interest in helping children, finding a charity that we thought we could go in and make a difference. And at the time, the epidemic of polio was very high. So some Masons got together, which is a prerequisite to being a Shriner, and they decided, what could we do to make this thing work? We've got some money in the bank that we could utilize for a charity. So they chose going out to the community and establishing a hospital in Shreveport, Louisiana, to help bring in kids that they could cure polio. Well, it worked real well, and it went on, and we found out later, as things progressed, that people needed help, and they didn't always have the funds that would enable them to help their own children. So the Shriners, as they started out, decided that we'll let the children come to our hospitals, and we won't have any bills that they'll be due when they leave the hospital. So in reality, we've always said that one of the great things about our hospitals are the only cash register you'll ever find is in where you buy a hamburger, hot dog, in the cafeteria. We do really well. And because of Shriners Hospital, which is our only charity that we get involved with, we came out and found out that we have to do our own fundraising. within ourselves. So we do one major one, which is a circus, that allows us to go out in the community also in Richmond, raise funds to keep our doors open, keep the lights on, things like that. So as we continue, like I said, we found that things grow. And in order, when you're growing, you have some pains. So we decided to try something a little different. And that's where we're at right now. Arabia Shrine Center is in the 102nd year of being in existence. We celebrated our 100 years in 2017. So we've been doing this for a while.
Yeah.
We take pride in what we do. These two young men that are with us this morning, they belong to out here in the community. We have clubs that serve the community, and they belong to the one that's within Conroe. So they're the ones that have been a big plus at helping us get out here and do what we're going to do this weekend. George is one of the main ones that came out here and worked with everyone to get things started. So why don't you tell me a little bit, George?
Yeah.
Good morning.
And tell us who you are.
Yes, ma'am. George Lutwich, Montgomery County Shrine Club. Been a member for quite a few years, and our goal was to bring something to Montgomery County.
Okay.
And it's been a long time since we've had actually an event for the Shriners here in Montgomery County. So, you know, we kind of put our heads together and we thought, what could we do to not only serve the community, but have a great time doing it? And we thought a monster truck show would be an excellent opportunity to do that. So we're excited.
We're excited too.
Yes. I mean, it's been a long time. We've been working our tails off for quite a few months getting this to put together, and we've got a lot of local support. We've got some big corporations that are going to help us out also. And this weekend, rain or shine, it's going on, and we've got some big name trucks coming out, and we're really hoping that the community comes out and supports us. And I think they're gonna have a great time doing it, and I think the kids are actually gonna love it.
So what can you expect when you come out there? So
Friday morning is our big, you know, kickoff. We're actually going to have about 5,000 kids showing up Friday morning. We're actually going to support all the fourth and fifth graders for Conroe and Willis Independent School Districts. We've got about 120-something school buses coming out.
That's a lot of kids.
Yeah, big we do. Show. The entire place is going to be packed. So the minute we actually open the door for our first monster truck show ever, it's going to be a full house.
It's amazing.
So we've got 5,000 kids coming out, plus all the teachers and the chaperones, and we're super excited about that. We've got some big major corporations going to help us with all the drinks and the snacks and everything for the kids. So we're hoping for a great turnout then.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got a Friday night show, a Saturday afternoon show, and a Saturday night show. So we've got some big name trucks coming. You know, Bigfoot, which is the original monster truck that started the entire monster truck craze. They're going to be out here. We've got six other big name trucks coming out. They're all coming in from up north right now. They're on the road, on the way to Conroe, Texas. So we're excited. So, we hope the community is going to be excited. Like I said, we've been working our tails off for quite a few months getting this happening. So we're hoping that everybody comes out and has a great time. So
what are the show times? You said you have three shows, Friday, Saturday, and Saturday night.
We do. We have a 7 o'clock Friday night show. Okay. We have a 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon show and a 7 o'clock Saturday night show. So three shows for open to the public.
Okay.
So now that first show we're having on Friday is going to be for the kids only. And we're also having an anti-bullying campaign.
That's amazing.
For the kids that we put together. And you know, I think Conroe ISD is going through putting it all up.
That's amazing. So you're going to have a program about bullying to talk to the kids
correct.
About?
Yes. Correct. We wanted to be able to get back to the community. And so, like Roy was saying, we're going to do like a 30 to 40-minute anti-bullying Be Nice campaign program for all these 4th and 5th graders, and they're going to get a free show. So all the 4th and 5th graders are going to come out and see the show for free. And so we're pretty excited.
And they can go home and beg their parents to take them back again.
Exactly right.
And that's what we're hoping for. Yeah. But, you know, one of the good things, you know, they're talking about this bullying presentation. When we first started, and Roy and George were here first doing the legwork, it really came out that the kids needed to have some type of, say, educational time.
Mm-hmm.
So they brought that out, and when we discussed it, we decided that's the way to go.
Right.
Because, you know, the way things are in society today, kids can be influenced pretty easy. So with this program, we'll really get in there and give them some good information. and a lot of Conroe ISD and the ones from Willis. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, I can't say enough about those teachers and everybody. They're doing a great job getting the kids ready for us.
That's amazing. And I know, you know, my husband is a Mason, and so I know that, you know, their belief is to give back to the community and do what they can. And so I can appreciate that.
I like the way you said that, because that is one of the biggest things. Ironically, when you become or when you're looking to be a Mason, mm-hmm. I think most men, when they first go out there, they get, like, chosen because of the way they are. Mm-hmm. And it's a good thing that you come out and as an individual, you start participating and helping the community. And that helps you grow. And that's a good thing.
I agree with that.
Yes, ma'am. That.
So what are ticket prices for this event?
Well, kids are $15. Okay. And then there's a $20 adult ticket. And then we actually have reserve seating. And right. We have pit passes. And we actually have a ride truck. So we actually have a monster truck that's going to be geared up so kids can actually get on an actual monster truck and go through the entire track and ride the monster truck through the ride, you know, through the entire track. So it's the big ride truck. So it's going to be a lot of fun there.
Can
also
big kids do it too?
Sure. Sure.
Exactly, right? That's a good thing. Well, you know, the other thing too is we were talking about last night. We had to get together and start fine-tuning everything for the weekend. And that came up. You know, how much can we do to get in there and have fun? Because, you know, you never lose that little kid.
That's
in
right.
You know, so that is a good thing. I know that George here, every time he's come out and talked to us and we visited together, it's exciting to see the way that he got in there and just jumped in with both feet. And then Roy became one of our chairmen. And I don't know, it's really funny because right now in the community, we've been out here many, many years, and we do the parades and things like that. And when you see the community get involved and they receive you and they tell you thank you, you know, you get that little excitement like a little kid. And you realize that you are doing something good. And you realize that the more you help, the more that you get appreciated. So Shriners right now, we can't say enough about this. When we come out here Saturday and Friday and Saturday, we really hope to bring a great show. It's going to be something else.
It sounds like it's going to be an amazing show.
Yeah, I think so.
So the big question is Al going to be a clown this weekend?
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Well,
he is.
I don't know if he's going to be in makeup, but he's still going to be a clown.
Well, yes, true.
No,
true,
but I think they are going to dress up. But you're right. He's always out there.
He's always a clown.
Right.
That's a good point.
I must take pictures. Come out and take pictures.
Right.
So if somebody wanted to donate, you talked about having donations and people coming to help out. How would somebody go about helping with that, giving back to you for this event?
Well, you got several ways. We always have our website for Shriners.org Houston that you can just go in and, I don't know how you say it, but you look up Shriners Houston. You can always go in there, and we have a national website where people can donate. Okay. Or you could, when you come by the monster truck this weekend, we'd be more than glad to take any donations while we're out there.
Okay. And what is your website? Do you know?
Shriners Houston.org.
Okay. And how can you get tickets?
We have a website, and you'd like to go ahead with that, George?
Yeah, it's www.shrinersmonstertruck.com. And we also, you know, get on Shriners Houston, and they'll direct you to that website also. We're going to have ticket sales at the window.
Okay.
You can do that also. I mean, so
it's the same price whether you do it online or at
correct. Yeah. Okay. Correct. So, yeah, you can come out to the ticket booth and purchase tickets right then and there if you want to, or you can get on the website, either way.
And what's good about the website, I went there this morning just in case, and it gives you all the 3 days, Friday and our three performances, and all you gotta do is click on it real easy, ask you for the numbers and the way you're gonna take care of it. So pretty friendly, so you should be pretty good.
There's also a video on there on what the trucks do and what they look like, and it's pretty exciting.
Oh, that's amazing. So do y'all have anybody that has donated that y'all want to recognize?
George would be the one who could tell us that.
We've got quite a few. Texas Truck Works is a big one. They've been a good one. Compass USA, is a big one. They're donating all the drinks and the snacks for all
the kids.
That's
amazing.
Yeah, we actually have a big corporation that's going to donate all the drinks and snacks for all the kids. So our goal was to make sure that every kid, you know, with our anti-bullying campaign, when they walked in there, we're not going to have any, you know, concessions open. We're not going to try to sell any T-shirts or anything like that. So every kid's going to be treated as equal. So every child's going to have a drink and a snack. It's all going to be donated. So when they walk through the door, they're going to be able to grab a drink and a snack and go to the, you know, sit in the stands and watch the Monster Truck Show. So we just want to make sure every child was taken care of and everybody gets a free show. And, you know, we just want everybody to have a good time and hopefully it's impactful, you know, and with the anti-bullying campaign, and every kid walks out with a big smile on their face and gets back to school screaming and yelling, there's a Monster Truck Show in town.
That's right. Yeah. Mom, take me back.
Right, exactly right. So I'm hoping that the older siblings will want to go, Mom and Dad, we got to go to the Monster Truck Show.
That's not fair. He got to go. Why can't
right.
I?
Exactly right. Yeah. Yep.
And they're also going to have like a coloring book that they can color in and
oh, that's cool.
Talk about anti-bullying.
Right.
That's amazing. And so hopefully this will be the first annual, correct? And we'll bring it back after the year.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to be back here in year 10. Go, this is our 10th annual.
That's
so,
right. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. Well, is there anything else before we go that y'all would like to let the listeners know about?
I think one of the things I'd like to leave behind is, you said it earlier, and we hope that everyone that knows about us knows that we're here to help. Mm-hmm. We're here to be part of the community, whether we live here or not. But if there's anything when you come out to the show this Friday or Saturday, if there's anything you'd like to let us know, please do so, because we're here to help the community.
I believe that. That is no truer words.
Thank you.
And we Visit Conroe has some tickets, so get on Visit Conroe's Facebook page and Instagram page, because this week we will be giving out some tickets to this weekend's show as well.
That's right. Good.
So thank y'all for that. We're excited. So,
well, we hope that they use them and come on out.
Me too. All right. Well, thank you, John, Roy, and George, for coming on today. I appreciate y'all taking the time and telling us about your amazing event. And I wish y'all the best of luck, and I can't wait to see it.
Thank you very much. So,
thank you.
All right.
You.
Well, I need to take a quick break, but stay tuned. We will be visiting with Kathy. You're listening to Keeping Up with Conroe, hosted by Visit Conroe. Thank you.
Thank you.
What can the Better Living for Texans program do for you? You can learn how to increase your consumption of fruits and vegetables, choose foods that are relatively inexpensive and good to eat, make your food dollars last longer, prepare quick, nutritious meals, help your children learn how to eat healthier snacks, and much more. Our program is committed to helping people like you improve your health through providing research-based nutrition education in a friendly, cost-free, and relaxed environment. We are Texas A&M AgriLife Extension, helping Texans make their lives better.
The Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service has been dedicated to educating Texans for over a century. In 1915, the Extension Program was established under the Federal Smith-Lever Act to deliver university knowledge and agricultural research findings directly to the people. Ever since, AgriLife Extension programs have addressed the emerging issues of the day, serving diverse populations across the state. Texans turn to Extension for solutions in horticulture, agriculture, 4-H and youth, and family and consumer sciences. Extension agents respond not only with answers, but also with resources and services that result in significant returns on investment to boost the economy. Join us Fridays at 1:00 for the AgriLife Extension Hour.
What is homelessness? Have you seen parents struggle to find a job without having transportation or childcare? What about the children sleeping in cars with nothing to eat? Families shouldn't have to struggle to survive, and children should not be homeless. Family Promise of Montgomery County serves the needs of homeless families and their children. Learn about ways you can help and learn about partnership opportunities at www.familypromiseofmc.org or call our day center at 936-441-8778.
We're back. You're listening to Keeping Up with Conroe. I'm your host, Shannon.
And I'm Jody.
And we are with Visit Conroe. Our next guest is Kathy King. Yep. And she's here to talk to us a little bit about, is it international or national?
International Housekeepers.
I think I keep saying national. It is international.
Easy to do.
Yeah. International Housekeepers Week, and what, all the fun things that are going on. First of all, Kathy is with our newest hotel, Homewood Suites, located at 3083 and I-45.
That is correct.
And it's a beautiful property. If you haven't seen it, it is absolutely beautiful. We are so proud to have y'all in our community.
And the king was just there.
I know. That was exciting.
Yeah, we had the Renaissance king was here. We took him out there and put him up on a bed and a couch and took some pictures. It was fun.
Royalty stays at Homewood Suites.
Yes. Yes, really. Ooh, there you go. Gosh, you should do marketing.
I should.
But this idea, Kathy serves on our tourist advisory council, and we also meet as a community with all of our hotel partners. And this was an idea that kind of came up and kind of grew. I wasn't even aware that it was International Housekeepers Week, but they are often the unsung heroes. So tell us a little bit about what your property is doing and kind of what we're trying to do here as a community.
Absolutely, absolutely. International Housekeeping Week is something that has been recognized since the early 80s. I think the actual week was founded in 1981. Oh. It's recognized just kind of
it's
across
an amazing year.
The board. I know it's always the second week of September. This year it falls September 9th through the 15th. It was kind of brought aboard, just like you said, to recognize what we call our unsung everyday heroes.
Yep.
When you think about housekeeping, you know, we might think it's just a job you come and do, you know, a few hours a day. But think about it. When you're at your own home, what that entails. And then you come to work and you're cleaning 14, 21 mm-hmm. rooms. But one thing to keep in mind, too, when you're talking about International Housekeeping Week is for any type of custodial staff, not just necessarily your hotel staff.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was brought about to recognize those people, you know, that group of people that actually come to work and put in a lot of work. It is not an easy job. I've tried it a couple of times myself.
Mm. And I don't even do well cleaning my own house. So.
Exactly. They have earned my respect. I mean, we work with a great team of men and women every day. And you think about it, they come in every day to do this. And to recognize them, like I say, across the world. So it doesn't matter whether or not you're in Houston, you're in Hong Kong, is recognized internationally, like you mentioned.
Absolutely. And, you know, I started out in hotels 20-something years ago.
Yesterday.
I did the management training program. So I spent 6 weeks in every aspect mm-hmm. of the hotel, and housekeeping is probably the hardest. I mean, it really is. And I make a point because I travel a lot, and I make a point to speak to the housekeepers as they're in the hallway or whatever. And because that is actually how I judge a hotel, is by the friendliness of them, because that definitely shows how the property treats them as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
And we say they're the unsung heroes. And the reason why, when this idea came up, that the Visit Conroe staff was so all on board about it, is because visitors come to our community, and oftentimes mm-hmm. their first impression of the community is the hotel room, the cleanliness of the hotel room, yep. and how it's kept up and all of that. And yep. these people are typically not the face of the community. They're not paid a large salary. They work very hard for what they get, and we want to honor them. And so, yes, exactly right. We want to make sure that they know that they are appreciated and that they do mean a lot to the tourism economy in our community. So on Friday night, yes. we have invited them, and we've partnered with a good chunk of our hotel properties.
Yes.
To bring their housekeeping staff with a guest, if they'd like to bring a spouse or a guest. And we will be serving them dinner at a banquet on the top of the tower. And it's going to be very nice. And we're really excited. We've got some awards and door prizes and all kinds yep. of fun things. So we just really want to celebrate them. That's yes. all it's, we want
honor
to do.
Them.
Everyone's very excited. I can speak on behalf of our staff. You know, we do things throughout the week to celebrate them. But I can tell you from my staff, this is the first time they've ever had anything like this. So everyone's really excited about it. I'm looking forward to it. Our general manager, Jen Park, is looking forward to it, and the staff is just ecstatic about it. Of course, everyone else in the hotel is like, can we come? No, this is their no, week of recognition.
It's for them.
Exactly. And they deserve it. You know,
so. How do hotels normally celebrate Housekeepers Week? Do you know?
You know, each hotel chain kind of do things independently, separately. You know, for us, we may pick all 5 days of the week, and we may, you know, designate, you know, today might be dessert day, or we're bringing in lunch, or we may just barbecue. Like for us, we have grills out on our patio. So we may take them out. The general manager, we'll have them bring maybe their family members with them. And again, we just try to do something a little bit each day. You know, obviously we set this 1 week apart, but you know, again, it's something that we try to do year round whenever possible, but we want them to know, and we want the community to know how important they are to the hotel industry, because without them, we don't exist.
That's right. Yeah.
So it's very important to us that we recognize them. Like I say, for us doing this with Conroe, you guys putting this together, we're pretty excited.
Well, and
I think
for,
we're setting a precedent here.
And for a first year, I think we have, we just had a team meeting this morning just to kind of go over all the details for Friday and decorations, and we finalized the dessert menu. We did
priorities.
Yeah. We did some fun things today, trying again to get ready for it. And we have pretty much maxed out the sixth floor, the top of the tower. And so definitely for a first year.
Yep.
And so definitely next year we're going to be looking for a bigger venue. That's because right. We certainly hope that this becomes an annual thing. I didn't bring the figures with me. The mayor is definitely going to be sharing some information at the banquet on Friday night with everyone that's in attendance. But just to let the community know, tourism is big business in our community.
Yep.
It brings in a lot of dollars into our community. It's big business for the state of Texas. It's definitely big business for Conroe. And we are, and the people that stay in the hotels, the money they spend in the hotels is a small fraction of what they spend in our community. So while they may be generating tax dollars in the hotels, and that goes to help pay my salary and Jody's salary and helps us to be able to promote and bring other events and more visitors to the community, the money they spend in the community generates general sales tax dollars. Mm-hmm. That money helps keep all of the residents that live in Conroe. It helps keep their property taxes lower because it goes to pay for things that the visitors typically don't need or don't utilize. And that's fire safety, road improvements, all the things that all the residents are in need of. And if the visitor tax, the visitor spending didn't help cover that, their property taxes would be higher to cover all of those expenses. So tourism is big business. And like we were saying, these unsung heroes need to make sure that they know that they're a big part of that. So that's why we're doing it.
If I remember correctly, our average hotels are stay about 60 to 70% full.
That is correct. So I always like to kind of tell the story.
That's a big number.
That's a huge number.
A very big number.
So we have approximately 2,000 rooms in our community now, and more coming on the horizon. So 2,000 rooms on any given night. I'm an Aggie, so let's just dumb down the math a little bit. But on any given night, 50% of those rooms are full.
Yes.
We know that it's higher than that, but let's just say 50 because that would make it 1,000.
Yeah.
And let's just pretend like everyone's sleeping alone, right, that they're not bringing their families. It's one person per room.
Yep.
I mean, that's 1,000 people every single day that are in our community spending money here.
Absolutely.
Buying gas, buying groceries, eating out, shopping in our shops. So having a clean hotel room certainly helps them have a good positive impression of our community.
Absolutely. And bringing the events like your last segment, you know, George, John, those guys, we've been working with them. So we're going to see those guests coming in this week as well.
Yep.
It's just constant, you know, and I think sometimes people forget Conroe's busy. You know, I like to call it the biggest little big city you ever come across.
That's right.
It's really booming in the economy and everything's going really well here. So we're really glad to be a part of the community.
Yeah.
You know, Conroe's the fastest growing city in the United States. And I believe it. I see it every day here in town, whether we're having events or the growth or the neighborhoods, you know, you can see it every day.
Yeah. We team meeting this morning, trying to spread ourselves thin, trying to get everything. Cause even this weekend, along with Housekeeper Week, the Monster Truck Rally.
Yep.
We've got Sam Houston State has a home game, and we're heading up there for the tailgate because we serve as a destination partner for that. And then right around the corner, we mentioned the King. We've got the Renaissance Festival.
Yep.
It's not even just the things that are held here in Conroe. We serve as a hub for all the other activities going on around us. So
because we have the hotels.
Yep. And that's what we're here for. And like I say, and again, I couldn't do it. We couldn't do it without the people that take care of the property. So we really appreciate them. I hope everyone's listening at the hotel. We really do appreciate you.
We really do. And we're looking forward to honoring all of them.
Absolutely. So how many housekeepers are at an average hotel?
It really varies depending upon the size of your hotel. If you're looking something like a mid-sized hotel, 100, 150 rooms, you can range anywhere from about 8 to 15.
That is a lot of rooms.
That is a lot of rooms. So and every morning we're getting our reports, and, you know, you're thinking about, okay, well, one person, like I said earlier, may be cleaning 15 or 16 rooms. Wow. I know how tough it is just to clean my own house.
Thank you.
You know, when you're thinking about 15 to 16 rooms and you have just a short amount of time, a dedicated amount of time, and to make sure they're doing right, they're mm-hmm. doing well, it says a lot. And like you mentioned, Shannon, recognizing them, even if it's just a simple hello or a mm-hmm. note left in the room, those little innuendos go a long way, you know, for the staff. So.
Yeah, awesome. Absolutely. I will also mention, I mean, we asked earlier about the Monster Truck and how do people get involved? Yeah. I think that I'd like to throw this out there. We do have several of our local businesses that are involved in one way or another, whether giving us gift cards or gift certificates for door prizes and all kinds of fun stuff or a discount on the dessert that we ordered for Friday night. If there are any businesses that are listening that would like to get involved to help us honor these people, reach out to us at Visit Conroe, 522-3500, and we'd be happy to get you plugged in some regard. So let us know.
Have to be a gift card. If you have some unique item that's, you know, that you would like to donate, we appreciate it.
Yep, we've got a lot of prizes, so it's going to be fun. Going to be a good time. Anything else you want to share with us before you go?
Well, it's been great being here on the show. It's been great being part of the Conroe community. We've been well received since we opened our hotel, and I appreciate everything you guys do. I mean, it's been busy, and it only seems to be getting better. So we look forward to it.
That's good. Well, we
do too.
We're glad you're a part of our program. So thank you so much. We're going to take a really quick break. Up next, we'll be talking with Brett Hall about the Conroe Art League. You're listening to Keeping Up with Conroe, hosted by Visit Conroe.
Have a legal question? Are you a resident of Montgomery County? Call 281-645-6344 to talk to a volunteer attorney from the Woodlands Bar Association. We answer the phones on the first Monday of every month at 281-645-6344 from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. to provide general legal information and information about legal resources to Montgomery County residents.
Listen in Mondays at noon to hear Conroe news from local nonprofits, businesses, upcoming events, Conroe Park events, news stories, and information that matters to you with your host, Margie Taylor of Taylorized PR. For more information about being a guest, visit irlonestar.com/Conroe Culture.
Did you know there are more than 790 abused and neglected children currently in foster care in Montgomery County? Will you help make a difference? I'm Allie Stevens with CASA Child Advocates of Montgomery County. We train and support volunteers to be the voice of children in the foster care system. Kids are moved from their home because of abuse and neglect, and we need volunteers just like you to advocate for these children. To learn more about becoming an advocate, please visit CASASpeaksForKids.com. That's CASASpeaksForKids.com.
Hispanic Chamber Connections with Dr. Carlos Sanchez, president of the Woodlands Conroe Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, featuring event announcements, member highlights, and more. Tuesdays at 1 p.m., broadcasting from the heart of Conroe, Texas on irlonestar.com and Conroe's FM 104.5, 106.1.
And we're back. You're listening to Keeping Up with Conroe. I'm your host, Shannon.
And I'm Jody.
And we are with Visit Conroe. Our final guest, we saved the best for last, is Brett Hall, and he is with the Conroe Art League, and he's got a lot going on. He and I have met a couple different times, and we've got some neat things coming up. Tell us Tell us a little bit about Conroe Art League to kind of begin with.
Okay. Conroe Art League has been around since 1963.
Oh, wow. And just a little while.
In fact, we still have some of our original members involved. And so it's quite diverse. We have 300 members now. We have gained 60 new members in the last 6 months alone.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So it's really growing much like Conroe, and quite a mix of people. It's interesting. This month in the gallery, for example, we have an abstract by one of our newer members who is 93 years old.
That's amazing.
And we have crocheted purses in the jewelry case from a new 12-year-old member who's selling these to earn money for college.
Very
smart. Entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to see this diverse group of people, all different kinds of personalities and politics and such, but it all comes together under the art banner.
And so, the members are not all artists. They may just be people who appreciate art.
They are indeed. My wife being one of them.
I would say I would. Yeah, that would be me. I'm not an artist.
I can draw a stick figure.
I can't. No, but we do have one kind of cool event coming up that we're shaking it up a little bit. For years, Conroe Art League has been a member of the Lone Star Art Guild, which is made up of 15 different art leagues in a 200-mile radius of Houston. And so we have two judged shows per year to qualify for the LSAG, the Lone Star Art Guild annual convention. And usually this has been a one-day show. The artists come in. We set it up over at First Baptist Church because there's too many pieces for the gallery. And we tear it down again. But this year, instead, we're setting it up on Thursday night, September 26th. We are open Friday, September 27th, and we're open from 10 to 7, so people can come in and after work and et cetera. And then we're open on Saturday from 10 to 3 on the 29th. Now, the unique thing about this is that we have put out an area-wide call for artists. It's open for every artist to enter. We're expecting over 250 pieces. We're keeping it open for 2 days and inviting all artists in the area to enter their pieces. So that's quite unusual. We also have the Lone Star Art Guild coming here in May for their annual convention. They kind of suffered from Harvey last year and they skipped their convention. They weren't able to put it on. A lot of the art leagues were unable to put their qualifier shows on. So this is going to be a really big show because it's got a couple of years worth of award-winning art coming into it. And we've been able to convince them to bring it to the Lone Star Convention Center. I've been working with Shannon here to get discounted hotel rooms and restaurant coupons because some of these artists are going to be coming from League City and 100, 150 miles away. So we want to take good care of them here and show them what a great place Conroe is to come to.
So will the one, that's in May, right?
That's in May.
Yeah, the May event, will it be open to the public as well?
Absolutely. Okay. We want to have the public come out. It'd be a huge, amazing display of art that you wouldn't want to miss.
Now, will both the one at First Baptist and the one in May, will they be, they'll be judged, but will they also be for sale?
Yes, okay. They will be for sale.
Well, and I want to talk about your sales because you've got some amazing pieces. You mentioned the purse and the purses and that sort of stuff over here at the Art League, which is absolutely amazing. And the prices are unbelievable. They are so low. They're very affordable.
They are. And it's a unique gift that is unlike anything else. And if you can't make up your mind, we do have gift certificates as well.
And there's just some great pieces. I mean, and not just painting. I mean, there's jewelry and purses and all kinds of great things. And like I said, I mean, I've purchased a couple different things there. And plan to go back before Christmas. And I mean, there's some great, very, you could get some great pieces of art at a very affordable price.
And we try to keep shaking it up with new things. This past May, we had our first trunk show.
That was fun.
And the ladies know what a trunk show is. The gentlemen probably think it's an ice chest alone story in the back of the car. But the trunk show featured jewelry, wearable art like scarves and hats and purses, and functional art like pottery and ceramics and et cetera. We had that for a month, centered around Mother's Day. We sold $17,000 worth of art.
That's amazing.
And so that was great. We have coming up for Christmas, we have our Christmas is Forgiving show. And it was our first annual last year. We partner with Homestead House Furniture right around the corner from the gallery. And their Toys for Kids project. They last year gave over 250 bikes away to Conroe area children. I forget how many truckloads of toys. And what we do is we donate our 20% gallery commission to that cause. And so everything we sell in the month of December is given to that. We were able to give them some $1,500 last year towards their cause. And one of the great things about it, you talk about the prices, for this show, we ask our artists to bring in affordable art. And we put that down the center of the gallery on panels. And here's maybe the trade secret, but every artist has a closet full of art at home. And that's art that they once had a $500 price tag on, and now they have a $150 price tag because they're running out of room under the bed, you know?
Right.
So this is great affordable art that you can get for a Christmas gift when you can't figure out what to get somebody. That's a great thing to sub in. We're going to, anybody that's visited the gallery may have seen our courtyard. It's always very nicely done up. We have a master gardener as a member who keeps it in wonderful shape. But for Christmas, we're going to be decorating it for Christmas. We have the antique street light out there. We'll be wrapping with a garland and a red bow, and we'll have a tree out there with hand-painted mini canvases on it. And I've asked the other organizations in the Greater Conroe Arts Alliance to come and perform on the courtyard on weekend nights throughout the month of December. So we may have the Choral Society singing carols. We may have the Literary Society reading the night before Christmas. We may have the symphony with a quartet over playing Christmas songs. We may have some actors from the theaters in character, or maybe acting out Scrooge and the Christmas Carol. So, and we want to also invite all the community to come into this setting and take their Christmas card picture.
Oh,
we're going to have a great setting where you can bring the family in and take the picture, and you don't have to go hunting for a spot.
And ticket prices, I'm sure, are exorbitantly high.
Free.
I just love that. I mean, and I love the Art League. I love the building that it's in. I like the history of the building.
Yep.
I love the courtyard. And I think it's amazing and how y'all work with the community so extremely well. If we have a group that's here that maybe the spouses, maybe the men have a meeting or a car show or something, and the spouses want to come downtown, y'all open not normal hours for them to allow them to come
Absolutely.
In. And I just love that you offer all of this all the time for free to our community. It's just a great asset for us to have.
Well, and whenever you have a group coming in like that, our resident historian gives a great tour, and the history of the building is quite interesting. It's going on 120 years old now, but the downstairs where the gallery is used to be a meat market, and upstairs where our classroom is used to be the first telephone company in Conroe.
And there's pictures there that show it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know, you've seen it in old movies, but you never stop to think about it. The operator lived there, because everything went through a switchboard.
Yep.
And so when somebody in the middle of the night called for something, a doctor or whatever, somebody had to be there to connect the call. Mm-hmm. And so we had the live-in operator, if you will.
Kind of cool.
Yeah.
You'll help keep it a small, Connor, a small town.
It is. Mm. It reminds us where we came
That's
from.
That's right. Our roots.
Indeed.
I want to talk quickly before we forget, and before I forget, I guess, about the membership to the Art League.
Yep.
It's extremely affordable.
Yep.
But there's a little bit of sweat equity that goes along with it.
Not a little bit. We do keep it cooled in there, so there's not a lot of sweat. But it's a beautiful gallery. It's professionally lit. It's a wonderful place to hang your art. You can join as an artist for $40 a year, and then as a member, you can hang a piece of art for a month for $10 and a 3.5-hour docent shift. In other words, you're kind of the host or hostess mm-hmm. for people that come in. And we'll, of course, train you how to do that, et cetera. But there is not another gallery, I don't think, anywhere in the mm-hmm. country where an aspiring artist can, for a $40 membership and $10, hang a piece of art in a beautiful gallery like that. And we, anybody can hang. We don't turn anybody away. So it's a wonderful opportunity to get your feet wet and get your art out there. And we have some amazing new artists. We've generated a lot of interest with these new members, and they're bringing wonderful stuff in.
Is yours still hanging?
No, I don't have one in this month, but I'll have one over at the church.
Okay, good.
Okay.
So
good.
For that show, again, I want to invite all artists in the area to enter. The deadline to enter online is September 16th at midnight.
It's next Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday at midnight, September 16th. You need to enter online. And you can go to our website, conroeartleague.com, and the second tab at the top says Fall Judge Show. And you can click on that, and it gives you all the information. Or you can email me at caldates, C-A-L, Conroe Art League, dates, caldates@gmail.com. And just send me an email and say, I want to be in the art show.
There you go.
We'll take care of you.
Awesome. Perfect. And are you going to have a cutoff on that, or just the date, the deadline of
deadline,
midnight?
The deadline, right.
You can take as many as want to be in it.
As many as want to be in it. We'll just get more panels to hang the
Good.
Art.
Can awesome. They also get information on joining the Art League
Absolutely.
Online,
Absolutely. There's okay. a membership application online. Easy peasy. Just fill it out. We'd love to have you.
And that's conroeartleague.com. We'll right. provide a link on
yes.
our social media in case anyone needed to follow up with that. But lots of great things coming up, and that's just here in the near future. We've got a lot more coming up.
We do. We do something every month that's unique. We have our National Invitational coming in March, and we have set it up to be along with the Rising Stars and Legends mm-hmm. Week, the
so
Arts
in
Week
March.
In Conroe.
Mm-hmm.
It's paired up with the Young Texas Artists Competition. Mm-hmm. Last year, we put out a national call for artists, and it was our third annual. This March will be our fourth annual, but we put out a national call. We had 540 entries
wow.
from 26 different states, and we narrowed it down to 100 finalists, and those finalists had their pieces in the gallery. We even had one finalist that shipped a huge ceramic piece from Hawaii. To
wow.
be in the show. So it's really getting a reputation in the artist communities around the country that, hey, here's a show that you want to be in.
Well, we'd love to have you back to talk more
yeah.
about that as
I'd
it gets a little bit
back.
Closer.
Nobody's
Absolutely.
Accused me of being short on words.
Well, good. Well, yeah. we've got a few things we want to mention. Thank you very
yeah,
much.
Thank you, Brett.
Don't run off yet. But we just want to mention a couple yep. of the other things that are coming up before
Busy
we
month.
Go. Again, yet again. It is. I mean, I think Christmas is around the corner. So
it is.
Maybe we can throw out a few things that are between now and
right.
the new year. So I do want, it wasn't on your list, so I do want to mention that we've got, you know, knock on wood, We don't need this, but there's a couple of emergency preparedness seminars that are going on out at the, is it a community center that's a, what do they call that center that's in Candy Cane Park?
Oh,
in the community center, whatever.
It's in Candy Cane Park.
In Candy Cane Park. The first one is next Tuesday. There's another one in October. I'll mention that date later, but next Tuesday, the 18th. From 3 to 7. So come out there to find out how you can, as a business or as a family, get more prepared in case there might be inclement weather.
Right. Let's because it is hurricane season.
Let's hope that there's not.
We won't need it this year. We got it last year.
Let's hope not. And then coming up, we've got some events, festivals.
Yeah.
Cajun Catfish Festival is right around the corner.
They are. Coming up.
Yeah, I think you were at a planning meeting for that.
I was.
So lots of fun activities going on for that.
Yeah, October 12th through 14th here in downtown Conroe.
Going to be fun. And then the Christmas tree lighting.
Yes, in December.
And yet again, like last year, we're going to pull, not only just flip a switch and have some performers and some speakers out at Heritage, but we're going to pull them all to downtown. I'm assuming that the Art League will stay open.
That's right.
A lot of the area businesses will be providing wassail or cookies or whatever.
Strolling downtown.
Stroll down Main Street and have a little snack, do a little shopping. The rest of the places will stay open late. Grab a bite to eat. I think there'll be some characters wandering around on the street.
Photo op.
So it'll be a lot of fun. So, yep, check that out.
Yeah.
And we've just got a lot of stuff going on. You can always find out more information on our website, which is
visitconroe.com.
And if you have an event that you want to publicize, it's all free.
Yeah.
Just you can load it onto the website yourself. We pull from that for our radio show, for our newsletters, for all
social media.
And if you're not following us on social media,
you're missing out.
We got
giveaways.
Tons of giveaways.
Tons.
Monster truck ticket.
Yes. Monster truck tickets. RenFest is coming up.
RenFest tickets.
Just a few short weeks. I have RenFest tickets.
So
like us.
How do we find you?
You go to any social media platform, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook's a big one, and just find Visit Conroe.
Visit Conroe. Visitconroe.com. Visit Conroe. Visit Conroe. Visit Conroe.
Certainly easy.
Absolutely. Got anything else?
I think that's it. You know, John Anderson will be here in a couple of weeks, right here at the Crichton next door. So that'll be a good concert.
And the Country Opry thing,
October
the 5th, that's over at the
Owen Theater. Yes.
The cook-off for downtown.
October 6th, Main Street
Lobster
Showdown.
Fest. See, way too much. You need
too much.
Just go to our website and check
find
it out.
Find us.
Well, if you want to find out anything else, looking for things to do, keep up with Conroe. We're here to promote everything that Conroe has to offer for residents and visitors. Stay tuned monthly. We're here live on the second Tuesday of every month at 11 a.m. And after the show airs, we'll post it on podcast, YouTube, etc. Stay tuned for more information and visit Conroe.com.
Bye.